And Catholic in the place. Top. And it says, as long as you can eat, you can sell it to a guy, and it's mutabano, pshita. The chara we just mentioned, all the things that are hana. Why is that the same mutabano? Atzricha shechircha kodim zmano. You burnt it before you shechircha really means to singe it. You singed it before the zmano iser. Kamashmuan kilarata. The amarava chircha kodim zmano, mutabano atilalacha zmano. If you singe the chametz, Rashi says that you don't burn it completely. Pshita, the amris maichlu mocher, haynu hano. So what's the chiddush? Tell me it's mutter v'hano. Latricha, v'hayn mutter la'achis man koi. Even after this mano iser, this kind of chametz is mutter v'hano. Don't shechircha ba'or yotha kodesh mano. You singed it well in the fire before this mano iser. Bottle taimo mariso. And she said, what happened over here? It doesn't have any taste and doesn't look like chametz anymore. It's mashma that it's still roi lachila, but it's not roi lachila's adam. But it's still roi lachila's behema for sure. And still, it's mutter v'hana, because since it's before this mano iser, the iser of chametz never took effect on it. Tosfos says that it has to be so burnt that a dog wouldn't eat it. Snifsum yachilus kelev, then it's what you called it's mutter. But if it will be still fit for a person to eat, right, then it's what you called it's still awesome. Okay. So nachlokas over here where it's mutter. The Gemara says mutter ba'anoa. Well, could you eat it? So the Balamor holds you could eat it too. And the Ran holds that it's mutter b'hanoa, but the mice to eat it, you can't eat it. But according to Rashi, that it's still fit to be eaten by a dog, just not by a person. If you eat it, you show that for you it's edible. According to Tosfos, that it's not so completely nachilas kelev, so it could be it's just dominus of the rabbanon to eat it. But the rabbanon, they weren't in Asri having hanoa. Okay. Yeah, so this, what's it called? This one is talking that your chircha called him zmano. Since it was... since it's chorich before zmano, it's mutter even after zmano. But you did something to it before zmano, it's mutter b'ano or even after zmano. But over zmano, you didn't do anything to it then. Over zmano, asher b'ano, asher pshita, but tzricha l'shol s'rabbonu. That even b'shal s'rabbonu, it's asher b'ano. Omer of Gidl, Omer of Chia bar Yosef, Omer of Yochanan, HaMekadish Mishay Shos Lamala, Afila Bechite Kornaiso Ein Choshen L'Kedusha. Rashi, Al Shos Rabbanan, Ofer Zmano Asher Banoa, Al Shos Rabbanan, Hochi Garsinan, Belo Garsinan Pshita. To Afila Bepesach Yitzchich Vashminan. Right, it's not so posh that Chometz is Asher Banoa. You even need a posik to tell me that on Pesach itself, that it's also banoah. The Iker of Yosef Lili, the Shori banoah, called Shiva Lekamon. There's a Tana who holds that Chometz and Pesach is Mutter banoah, of Yosef Lili. So it's not so poshit that offers mano also banoah. So that you don't have the gears of Pshita. Where it says, the Shos Rabbanon, Kolomar, Hai Zmano, Zman Achilas O Mamish. Zmano, offers mano doesn't mean that the Zman of, what's it called, of Achilas Chometz Min HaTorah, went away. Even in the sixth hour, where it's only Asr min Achila with the Rabbanan, it's also Asr b'hano. Rashi learns that it's talking in the beginning of the sixth hour. It's talking after 6 hours, the Asr min Daraisa by Asr Hashmina. That's not Shos the Rabbana. That's Shos the Raisa. What's the Chiddush? Pshita de Mekadshim Bisrei Anoa. When I said Shos the Rabbana, so what's Rav Gittel telling me? That if you Mekadish with Yisrei Anoa, that the Kedushin is Kedushin. It's not worth anything. Must be that he's talking where it's only Yisrei with the Rabbana. And therefore it's a Chiddush that what's it called? That even Yisrei the Rabbana Bahanoa, you can't be Mekadish with. The some learn that Rabbi Gidl is talking about Taka Shals Duraisa. Pashut Mishe Shals Lamala means after 6 hours. But he's talking about Chometz, it's only the Rabbanan. Chite Kordnais is Chometz Nuksha. It's only us from the Rabbanan. So I might think, Bama. And I might think that what's it called, that the Kedushin is good. Kamash Malan, Chometz the Rabbanan, even though it's only the Rabbanan, it's what's it called, the Kedushin is no good. And there, if you were Mekadish with real Chometz, Mishals the Rabbanan would be the same thing. Shaila is, what if it's both? It's Chometz the Rabbanan and Shals the Rabbanan. There are Rishonim all that the Kedushin is Kedushin. Because it's both Chometz the Rabbanan and it's Shals the Rabbanan, the Isser is not strong enough to take away the Kedushin. And others hold no, that even both of them, the Rabbanan were Matkia the Kedushin. It made it as if it's worthless, and therefore there's no Kedushin. Eloyasik bo tanur v'kirayim, you can't fire up an oven with it. Pshita, lo tzrich la b'Yehuda. You need it according to a B'Yehuda. The Amrein b'ir chometz lo sreifa, the B'Yehuda holds that b'ir chometz is sreifa. So g'day techamina choyal v'amra b'Yehuda, mitzvahs of the sreifa. V'hadi dekosorif le desanem minei kamash v'lan. Since the B'Yehuda holds that the mitzvah of b'ir chometz is sreifa, when you burn it, actually, the Eifer is going to be mutter, like we mentioned yesterday. Because Nasa Mitzvasa. Right? The mitzvah was done, and therefore the Eifer is mutter. I might think that as it's burning, you could also have Hanoah from it. You can't have Hanoah directly from it, but you can have Hanoah from the burnt part. As it's burning, you're getting Hanoah from the flame. Right? And therefore it's similar to the Eifer. Kamash Malah, no. Since the Maisa, the mitzvah hasn't yet been done, and the flame is coming from the part that's still intact. So you're not allowed to be nehenna from that. After it's afer, and the mitzvah's finished, then you can be nehenna from the afer. But you can't be nehenna while it's burning. Okay? Rashi? No. Chite kort naisa, kashotse. They're hard. Vafilo hachi, in bolich shash chometz, still, if water came on them, and they could be chometz min haTorah, that's the chiddush of chite kort naisa. We should have Rishonim learn chite kort naisa is only an issur the rabbanim. It's only chametz the rabbanim. Shita, the ha'amr is also banaso, so what's the chiddush that you can't use it for fuel? Okay, chiddush is that you can't use it, you can't, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't be nehenna while it's burning. Only after it's finished burning. Okay, Omar Chizkiah. And now we're starting a sugya that's going to take us the next few blot. Omar Chizkiah, Menayim l'chometz for Pesach shos rabano. How do you know, Taka, that chometz on Pesach, you're not allowed to have hanoh? Maybe it's only us for bachilas. All the psukim seem only say l'socha, l'sochlu, and so on. Shenemar, lo ye ochel chometz. Torah uses the lashon ye ochel. Lo yehe bo heter achila. Could have said stam lo yochal. Why ye ochel? That there should be no heter achila. Taimu, what's it called? Meaning ye ochel means it shouldn't be eaten. Nothing that will bring you to eat it should be done. And most hanos, what's it called, lead to eating. Rashi says, lo ye ochel, midakarina lo ye ochel. Mashma lo ye bo heter amedili de shum achila. Ustam hanos, lide achila in bos. Stam Hanoah eventually comes to eating. Shlokeh b'domin davar meichel. You exchange the chametz for something worth money, or you save money by being nehenna from this, and the money you usually use for food. So it eventually generates eating. So anything that would generate eating is also. So the Hanoah is part of the Isser Achila. That's what's called what Chizkiah says. Okay. Time of the cause of Rachmana lo ye ochel chomet. The only reason chomet is also banah because the Torah used that lashon of ye ochel. Holocaust of lo ye ochel, it just said lo yochal, have amina israchila mashma, israhano lo mashma. Then I would say it's only also to eat, but you're allowed to have hanoh from it. Upligid Rabbah Bo. This argues on Rabbah Bo. Dom Rabbah Bo, Komokum shenemar lo yeocher lo socha lo sochu. Wherever it says in Torah not to eat, echad yisra achila v'echad yisra anoa, mashma, ad shiuporit l'cho akosuv, kederach shiuporit l'cho b'nevelu. Whenever the Torah says don't eat something, it includes anoa. Eating means having any enjoyment. Unless the Torah specifically excluded anoa like it did by nevelu. By nevelu, the Torah said don't eat nevelu. It didn't use the lashon bo yeochel. It says osochal kol nevelu. It's regular lashon achila. And yet the Torah had to be matur nevelu b'hanoa. Mashma, had it not been matarit, it would have been osur. So you see, whenever the Torah uses lashon achila, and it doesn't specifically tell you the thing is mutar b'hanoa and only osur b'achila, achila includes hanoa. Titania, lo sochlu kol nevelu. Don't eat nevela, but you can give it to the ger. You're talking about a ger toshav. A ger toshav is somebody who remains a goy, but he's mekabel in front of Beis Din to keep his seven mitzvahs of Noah. So the halacha is that we have to support him. He's allowed to live in Eretz Israel, just not in Yerushalayim, and you have to support him. So if he's hungry, he doesn't have food, give him the nevelas. He's allowed to eat nevelah. He only has to keep the seven mitzvahs of Noah. And therefore, you can feed him nevelah and give it to him for free. Or sell it to him over Avodah Zarah. Ein li'alah l'ger b'nesina u'lanach riba mechira. I might think that you have to give it to a ger and that to sell it to a goy. Right? What's the havamina that you couldn't sell it to a ger? Because it could be that only a ger who is poor. So you give him the nevela in order to support him. But if he's not poor, then adarabba, don't give him nevelas to encourage him to convert the whole way. Not to just remain a ger toshav, let him give him the incentive to convert the whole way. Or others say, that's what Tanya Yeshua says. Okay, Tanya Yeshua says that. That was the Havamina. I might think you can dafka give it to a ger or sell it to a nochri. The Havamina of dafka selling it to a nochri and not giving it to him because you're not allowed to give an avodah zarah, a matana, for free. The ger b'nesina, the nochri the ger b'nechira b'nayim. How do you know that you're allowed to sell it to a ger? Mashma, though, you're not allowed to give it to a, what's it called, give it to a goy. You have to sell it to him, because lo shechone, can't give it over to a zorah. That's how, what's it called, the Rambam takahol. You're allowed to, what's it called, sell it to a ger in the end, but you can't give it to a nochri. So how do you know that you could sell it to a ger? Talmud Lomar, titnena ve'achola o mocher, l'nochri. It says, v'gera shevisharecho titnena ve'achola o mocher. So the mocher is going back also on the ger, not only on the nochri. Yim tisomir, echad ger ve'echad nochri, bein b'mechira bein menesina divredmei. The Gemara is mashma that you could do either one. Could you give it or sell it to a ger, or give it or sell it to a nochri? How can you give it to a nochri? It's an iser of lo sechonim. It's talking where you'll get a favor back from him. Right? He'll give you a favor back. So you're not giving it for free. You're obligating him, right, for some other favor. So that's not called free. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Dvarim Kichsotim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can only give it to a ger or sell it to a goy, not the opposite. L'ger b'nesina u'lanochri b'mechira. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda say that it's dvarim kichsavan, that you have to do exactly what the pasuk says and you can't do the other way? Esau k'dai t'chidom Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, if you think that it's like Rav Meir, that since the word mocher comes afterward, it's going back on the beginning, lichtov rachmona l'ger asher b'sharecha titnena v'achola u'mocher. Not omacher, and sell it. And then the vav will be mechaber to what came before, and also put it on what comes after. Oh, Lomeli, but oh is mashmal something that separates, that splits them up. Shma mino l'dvorim kichsovim. Right, so you see from here that it has to be only what it says. You can only give it to a ger, and you can only sell it to a god. And that's again now what's it called? Rashi seems to learn in Rabbi Yehuda. Again, the Rambam says you're allowed to what's it called? Give it to a, you sell it to a ger, but you have to give it to an Ovid Avodah Zarah. But I guess the Rambam would also hold that if you're getting back a favor, that's not called giving. That's called, what's it called? A seller. Because you're getting something in return. But a mayor, oh, lahakdim nesina de ger lemechira de nachri. But mayor says the fact that it said, oh, doesn't tell me that it has to be dafka this and this. Either one. But if you have a choice of selling it to an Ovid Avodah Zarah or giving it to a ger, give it to the ger. Reb Yehuda, although tzarech ro, I'm in the pasuk to tell me that you should give preference to the ger over the avodah zarah. Even the ger atom mitzvah lach yoso, the nachri I atom mitzvah lach yoso, lo tzarech cross svarahu. I'm in the pasuk to tell me the ger comes before the avodah zarah over the avodah zarah, because the ger your mitzvah to be concerned about his welfare, to keep him alive, to support him. Now Shankin over Avodah Zarah, not mechuyev to support him, just the opposite. So therefore, it's a svara that if you have a choice, give it to the ger. So what do I need the pasuk for? To tell me you can only give it to a ger and only sell it to an Avodah Zarah. And the mayor says, no, I need the pasuk, the O, to tell me that you have to be mocked it. But really, minadin, you could do either one. Just that if you have a choice, first you give it to the ger before you sell it to the goy, but the truth is you could do either one. Pasuk is matter, selling, giving to anybody. So where it says, Bishlom, the mayor, Domer chet ger v'yachet nachri, ben b'mechira, ben b'nesina, nidi itzrich, chala mishrin avela, b'hano, ha'koy surin, shabatara surin, ben b'achila, ben b'hano. El Rabbi Yehuda, Domer l'dvarim kichsovin, u'da'asa, ha'koy surin, shabatara menale, da'asurin b'hano. So now the Gemara says like this. According to Rav Avo, we said that wherever it says a lashon achila in the Torah, we learn from the Vela that it's asur b'hanah. Because if it wouldn't say a special heter that you could give it or sell it to a ger or a goy, I would say that Nevela is asur b'hanah. And it only says lo socha. So you see, whenever it says lo socha, unless the Torah specifically permits it, b'hanah, it's asur b'hanah. That's good according to Rav Meir. Because when the Torah permitted to a ger and an ofri, it was across the board. Right? It's not dvarim kichsavam, it's either one. So therefore, since the Torah had it permitted, there's no special permission, it's done. What's the Torah had it permitted? And the fact that it's mocked in this or that, the Achronim say is not significant enough. Right, that's not enough of a limud why you needed these psukim. So obviously the reason for the psukim is to tell you this mutar b'hanah. Without the psukim, it would be asur b'hanah. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe without the psukim, it would also be mutar b'hanah. You know why you need the psukim? To tell me that you can't sell it to a ger or give it to a goy. Not to tell you it's mutar b'hanah. It would be mutar b'hanah even without these psukim. The psukim come to tell me the special halacha that you're only allowed to give it to a ger and you're only allowed to sell it to a goy. That's why the pasuk is there. Not to tell you it's mutar b'hanah. I would know that even without the pasuk. The pasuk you need to tell me the special halacha of how this is mutar b'hanah. Not that it is mutar b'hanah. According to Rav Meir, that it's mutar in every way. That's what I need the pasuk for. It was mutar in every way before I had the pasuk. If everything that's asur b'achila is not asur b'hanah. Must be that everything that's asur b'achila is asur b'hanah. And I need this pasuk to tell me it's mutar b'hanah. But according to Yehuda, the pasuk is telling me a special halacha, that this is mutar b'hanah in a certain way. So maybe the pasuk's not telling me it's mutar b'hanah, that I would know automatically from the fact that it just said lashon achila. The pasuk is to tell me how it's mutar b'hanah and how it's not mutar b'hanah. So according to Yehuda, you can't learn from the Vela. So where does Rav Avoh know that every time it says a lashon achila in the Torah, it means also Hana. According to Reb Meir, you could learn it. According to Reb Meir, you could learn it from the veil. But according to Reb Yehuda, you can't. So according to Reb Yehuda, how did Reb Avo know that Achila is also Lashon Hana? The Achronim speak. How do we know that Reb Avo said his what he said according to Reb Yehuda? Maybe only said it according to what's it called to Reb Meir. Well, that's when you learn the sugya, not an Omid Yomi, to go into it. But in any case, that's what we're up to. Rashi. Ad shiflachot hakosav bo heter hano kederes shepard lechaben adel. Rav Avo says no. It's not that you need a special lashon lo ye ochel to tell me something's also b'hano. Every time the Torah says any lashon achila, it means hano. Unless the Torah specifically told you that that thing is mutter b'hano, like it did by nevela. Torah said don't eat the nevela, and then it told you, but you're allowed to have hano from it. Mashma, had it not told you specifically you could have anoa, it'd be also b'anoa, even though it only said lo socha. Shelo haya kosub bo ela lo sochlu. By nevela it just says lo sochlu kol nevela. The hutzorch lo hatira b'anoa, kidesiva mocher l'nachim. And the Torah had to tell you that it's mutter to sell to a god. Vaistois, without that, it wouldn't be mutter. The ger b'nesinu l'nachim v'chiru lo gasinan, elo hachi gasinan. Kidera shepart lo chobin nevela, right, that that what's it called? That it says, Lager b'shir b'sharecha titnena v'achala mocha l'nok. Tamad lomer, Lager titnena v'achala o mocha. Dorish le'ager. Put the word mocha back on the ger too. And read it, Lager b'sharecha titnena v'achala o mocha. Now I know you could sell it to a ger also. V'chein gabi nochri. Mommy, drosh titnena v'achala o mocha l'nokri. And darish and also the giving titnena v'achala o mocher on the nochri. So both the titnena and the mocher go back on the ger and forward on the nochri. That's what Reb Meir says. Reb Yehuda says, no, dvarim kichsovim. Kach mitzvosim. That's the way to do it. Either give it to a ger toshav or sell it to an over avar zor. Lo yitnena l'nochri v'lo yinkarena l'ger. So Rashi's mashma, both of them are awesome. O lashon chiluk. Right, and Rabbi Yehuda says, how do I know that it's dafka, giving it to a ger, selling it to a nochri, because it used the word o, and not the word u. The ikar of Meir, kamar krod, the tarvayu ager, the tarvayu anochri, lo nichtav o. Leave the or out. Or is not for something that separates. And he says, no, you need that to tell me, lahak the nesina the ger, the mechira the nochri. The fact that the Torah used or, it comes to tell me, that first, if you have a choice, first give it to the ger, and then, if you don't have a ger to give it to, sell it to a nochri. In yesh ger liknalo, nisinaso kodemes, the mechiraso l'nochri. The high ger, the ger toshav covers. Not talking about a ger tzedek, he's not allowed to eat nevelas. Right, it's talking about a ger toshav, shekibel alef shlo lavo rakum, v'orkul nevelas. He's mekabel on himself in front of a basin, not to serve avodah zarah, and not to be over any of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, but he could still eat Nevelis. He's not a Jew. He's a God. He's a good God. Ger ato mitzuvah lach yosel, d'chsiv, ger v'toshav, v'chai yimoch. V'chai yimoch, see to it that he can live. Support him. And that applies even to a ger, not only a toshav. Svarahi, misvara on the yodim, shenasinu l'ger kodemes. Rabbi Yehuda says, I wouldn't need the O to tell me that you should prefer, give preference to the ger over the goy. I know that from the svar. The chius hager mitzvah. The supporting the ger is a mitzvah. Ava mechira l'nochri, my mitzvah. What mitzvah is it to sell it to a goy? To an avod of a zor. The itzvah chol achalei, the less alite b'matar l'nochri, v'lim kor nevel l'ger. Therefore, you don't need the pasuk to tell me to give preference to the ger. The pasuk obviously is to tell me that you dafka can give it to a ger and dafka sell it to a goy. So when it says bishlom of Rav Abo, I'll leave it to Rav Meir. Rav Abo, according to Rav Meir, comes out good. If it wouldn't be for the pasuk, v'ger shebisharecha titnena v'achala, I would say that nevel is asur b'hano. What do I need the pasuk for? To tell me it's mutter b'hano. That's good according to Rav Meir. That the pasuk's telling me across the board, it's okay to do with it whatever you want. Machi lemelech, mid Yisri kvala mishri nevela, or kvali surin shabatora, dechsi behula sochal, ki hocha, ilo hadr, porit bohetera, asura hein bachil of anua. According to Rav Meir, Rav Avos limud is very good. Had the Torah not said la gera shibishareka, nevela would have been ushered to give to a ger, to sell to a goy, to sell to a ger, to give to a goy, would have been ushered across the board. You could do what you want with it. It's not asher b'hano. But therefore, where it doesn't say it's mutter b'hano, and it says you can't eat it, it's asher b'hano. But el Rabbi Bo, I leave it to Yehuda, minole. But where, according to Yehuda, Rabbi Bo's limu doesn't come out good. Because maybe, even without the pasuk, nevela would be mutter b'hano. The pasuk's not coming to tell me it's okay. The pasuk's coming to tell me where it's not okay. That even though it's mutter b'hanoa, but you can't give it to a goy, and you can't sell it to a ger. That's what the pasuk's there for. Not to tell you it's mutter b'hanoa. To qualify the heter hanoa. But without this pasuk, it'd be mutter b'hanoa across the board. The pasuk's coming to asher, not to be mutter. Dil mahay parat nevela, lav l'mishrei b'hanoa asher. Maybe that which it said, according to Yehuda, the pasuk is not coming to tell me it's mutter b'hanoa. You don't need to tell me it's mutter b'hano. It didn't say lo yeyachel. It's always mutter b'hano. Ela lahachmir. The pasuk's coming to be machmir. To tell me that it's not completely mutter b'hano. There's qualification. The lomar to lanachri b'mechira v'lager b'nesina. The ilo kasve havi amina kol hanos mutarospo. If it wouldn't be for this pasuk, I'd say all hanos are mutter. Comes along the pasuk and qualifies it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Avos limud doesn't come out. So where does Rav Avos know that every time it says in the Torah, lo sochal, right, or any lashon achila means also asher isher hanoa, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Okay. A few things here about this machlokes. First of all, there's a Maria that says this klal that Chizkiah said, that wherever it says, lo yeochel, is isher hanoa, right, or according to Rav Avos, that even achila is lishra hanoah, that's only by a Jew. But by Goyim, by Sheva Mitzvah Noah, even though the Torah said l'shochal, or if it said that only doesn't apply, and it's only asher b'achila, Eifer Menachai is only asher b'achila to a Goy, not b'hanoah. Tosfos says the question here, if according to Rav Avos, every time it says l'shochal, l'shochlu, it means Isser Hanoah, right? Then when the Torah said, what's it called? Ki kol ha'ochel chametz, the nichrasa, so it should be Isser Hanoah too. Because the Isser Achila, right, is kol of the Isser Hanoah. And the Torah says if you eat chametz, you get kores. So if you have Hanoah from chametz, you also be kores. The Maisa, the time the Tosfos was not true. Only Achila is also the kores, but not Hano. So Tosha says that what's it called? Tosha says that what's it called? That the Maisha we don't learn. We learn l'shochal l'shochlu, but not ki ha'kol ha'ochel. That we don't learn. There where it says kol ha'ochel, that's different than l'shochal l'shochlu, right? And that, therefore we don't learn one from the other. And the iser of Hanoah is not chayiv kares. The Ran holds that it's just a limud. There's two separate isur. There's the Isra Hanoah, there's Isra Achila. Meila, when the Torah says, ki kol ha'ochel, it's only going on that part of the Isra, that's the Isra Achila, not the the Hanoah. And the Rambam, though, the Rambam is difficult. Because the Rambam holds that the Isra Achila and Isra Hanoah are the same thing. When the Torah asked Achila, it answered all the Hanos. It's only one kind of Hanos. So it's all one big issue. So how do you machalik between eating, which is just one kind of Hanos, to b'chayiv kares, and other Hanos that are not chayiv kares? So according to the Rambam, you have to say something like Tosfos says, that ki kol ochel, we don't learn, even though it's all one issue, but the Torah is mefarik, only that part of the issue, that's achila, is also b'hanoah. It's also a shayla what the shear is. If you're nehenna from chametz or any isra hanoah, what's the shear? if it's one Isser together with Achila, so it makes sense that the Issers are Kazayas. Just like you can't eat a Kazayas, you can't be Nehenna from a Kazayas. But if it's two separate Issurim, it's just we learn that there's also an Isser Hanoah, but it's not part of the Isser Achila, then each one has its thing. Hanoah is a Shavapruta, and Achila is a Kazayas. And there's Taka Machlokas, we've shown in which one it is. Is it Dafka, is it Asr by the Shavapruta, or Asr by Kazayas? It's another thing. Do you get Malkus for Hanoah? If it's two separate Isurim, so when the Torah said Lo Shochal, specifically, it's only eating. Hanoah, we learn out of the Drasha, there's no Malkus. But if Lo Shochal means don't have Hanoah, then there's an alav directly on the Hanoah, you get Malkus. Tosus Taka holds that you get Malkus for Hanoah, and the Rambam holds that there's no Malkus for Hanoah.